What up, everybody? You are tuned into CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am DJ Betty Ford. I'm out of here. We have Tyler Fedchuk in the house for Radio Zero. Thanks again for listening. You are listening to Kylie Minogue right now from the WOW EP. This is the Mastercraft remix. Before that, we heard from Mel Mario out of New York. That was her cover of Domino Dancing, that old 80s track. Before that, Princess Superstar with Larry T from the Licky EP. That was Licky, the Herb Gets Low remix. Before that, Crystal Castles from their new release, self-titled. That track was Good Times. And before that, we heard Thunder Heist from the Thunder Heist EP. That was Bubblegum Music. Once again, I am DJ Betty Ford. If you want to hear where I am playing in BC, then you can go to myspace.com/DJBETTIFORDE. You are tuned into CITR Radio 101.9 FM Vancouver. Take care.
We've all heard about sweatshops. They're shops that employ workers at low wages, for long hours, and under very poor conditions.
Oxfam UBC is bringing awareness to the cause by holding the No Sweat Fashion Show. The main aim of the fashion show is to create awareness of the conditions in sweatshops of various clothing companies around the world. The information provided by the MCs will be about the negative aspects of sweatshops, along with the improvements made by certain companies for their workers.
The event is happening on March 19th from 12 to 1 p.m. inside the Student Union Building at UBC, near Starbucks. For more information, please email ubc.oxfam@gmail.com.
Hello? Hey, yes. This is CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. Pardon me, in Vancouver. My name is Tyler Fedchuk, and this is Radio Zero. Mike is not here today. He's doing another gig, I think, or something. I wasn't supposed to be here today. I was supposed to be in Texas. I should be nursing a vicious hangover at the pool at my hotel in 29-degree heat. But I decided on Monday to get really drunk in Victoria and jump off some stupid wall. And because I was really intoxicated, I landed incorrectly and took myself out of the equation. So I'm here. And I didn't think I had any equipment either because I thought it was missing all my cables. So I didn't think I could play any music today, but then I found it last minute. And I decided, since I've been thinking about doing this for a while, because we're going to do a... we got a few planned podcasts coming up for the next couple months. We're going to do a disco one and a punk rock one. And a cheesy French filter house one and whatever else. It's maybe like a good synth pop one or something. But more focused kind of podcast coming out of the next couple months. So, because this is all this is what I got today. This is all I brought in. I'm just going to play a bunch of old punk tunes. Let's start off with Punk Is Dead by Crass here on Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. What is this? You joking me? Come on here. You know, every time. Okay. Right. Let's try this one more time. Because Mike isn't here doesn't mean I have to do things properly, right? Right. Okay. Punk Is Dead by Crass. the Misfits, Children Heat, from, I played it off of the Misfits collection too. We heard Minor Threat, I Don't Want to Hear It. Prior to that, The Boys, out of Southern California. Early or late 70s Southern California punk. We heard the track Soda Pressing and began the show off with Punk Is Dead by Crass. This is, I suppose, the punk edition of Radio Zero today. Here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. As I said earlier, I'm supposed to be in Texas, but due to my stupidity, I'm not. So, let's hear some more. How about The Descendants? By Cage. Yes, by Cage. Okay, here we go. Descendants, Bike Age. This next band is an old Irish punk band called Protex. Song is Don't Ring Me Up. Yeah. was Protex. Don't Ring Me Up from the Don't Ring Me Up 7-inch. Also can be found on a punk singles compilation of all Irish punk called Good Vibrations, the punk singles collection. Sticking with some more Irish stuff here, how about let's go with Stiff Little Fingers. This is Piccadilly Circus.
Time! till the clouds don't roll and you come on the line. Well, but the shadow still remains in your descent, your descent.
Yes, Skids, The Saints Are Coming. From, geez, I think it just came out of as a single originally, and then off of Scared to Dance, their debut album. Apparently that song was also covered on Charity as a charity single by U2, and Green Day also covered it for charity. But I can't get much more information than that at the moment, other than... Big, what is, they have something to do with big countries, so I'm gonna check out what that's all about here. Till then, let's listen to some more of the Skids. This is Into the Valley.
Out of class.
that's the Skids, Into the Valley. Interesting, these guys, that's from the album Scared to Dance. Stuart Adamson of the Skids apparently went on to form Big Country. So there's your Big Country connection right there. Stuart Adamson of the Skids, the guy playing those bitchin' stadium rock guitar riffs in that punk band there. Made Big Country. In a big country. Right. Then there was some old late 70s UK poppy punk. Now let's play some old late 70s Vancouver poppy punk. Courtesy of the Paolas. This is China Boys. And if anybody knows where to see the video for this song, let me know. I've been trying to find it. And it's not on YouTube for some reason. Anyhow, this is Paolas with China Boys here on Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
To have a democratic society, you need to have a vibrant, healthy
AMS.
It's axiomatic. It's the cornerstone of democratic theory.
Democracy is in the air again here on UBC campus. The Alma Mater Society referenda will be held March 25th to 31st, and a number of hot topics are going to be on the ballot.
With the UPass contract expiring this year, UBC students need to come out in force to support the new contract, or the UPass will be lost next year.
Since the Student Union building was built 40 years ago, the student population has more than doubled. The Sub is the least sustainable building on the UBC campus, and it's time for a better building that reflects students' needs.
Keep your eyes peeled for more information or check out the AMS website at www.ams.ubc.ca. If you would like to get involved, you can email referendum@ams.ubc.ca.
You need to have a wide range of opinions on the important issues of the day so people can formulate their own opinions.
If you're a film addict, a festival addict, or an art addict, then we've got the place for you to be. It's the Vancouver Student Film Festival.
What makes this festival different from any other is that it's all about students, and of course, their films. You'll get to see the work made by some of the people who'll be ruling the industry in the near future.
The concept behind the festival is to promote the already vibrant community of young Canadian filmmakers in British Columbia by showcasing the films of students and recent graduates from post-secondary film institutions, and thus enhancing the lines of communication that currently exist between the artist, the public, and fellow colleagues on the West Coast.
The third annual Vancouver Student Film Festival will take place on Saturday, May 24th, 2008, at the VIFC Van City Theatre. For more info, please visit the website at www.vsff.com.
All right, the last song I played there was the Paolas with China Boys, and that was early Vancouver new wave punk that kind of went poopy pop. Poppy punk to poopy pop. Although Eyes of a Stranger is a pretty pretty cool song. I like their older stuff. Okay, great. Let's listen to some weird old American, I don't know how to describe this, electro punk, synth goth, metal prog folk. this is Electroflesh with Ejected, Rejected. Here on Radio Zero on 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR. Wait, CITR is the call sign. UBC is the location. Radio is what we do.
In my dark.
All right, that was some good old No Wave by Electroflesh from 1980. What label was that out on? Artificial Intelligence. That was the Broken Trust 7-inch. You could actually get this on that 7-inch you can download for free with the album artwork and everything ripped right off the 7-inch from Killed by Death Records. Which is at kbdrecords.com, and they put up a couple of 7-inches every week, old punk 7-inches, and the artwork and everything. It's really, really amazing. So let's go from there to, I'm pretty sure, although I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is the longest punk song ever. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some crappy 90s punk band made a longer one. But this is The Adolescents with Kids of the Black Hole here on Radio Zero's punk episode on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Sound is heard from Unit 2, where there was once so much to do. It was once the Green Mansion, and now it's a wasteland. Our days of reckless fun are through.
a black hole.
All right, that was the Adolescents, Kids of the Black Hole from their self-titled 1980 release, The Adolescents. And that, I think is the longest punk song ever. I'm pretty sure out of all the songs that I do know or have heard, up till 1984, I didn't really pay attention after that to punk rock music, aside from, you know, Ninth Hour and Nanaimo or something. just another death. Let's go from the Adolescents, which I think made the longest punk song ever. Please call in and correct me if I'm wrong. To what I also think might be the fastest, not the shortest, but the highest tempoed song out there. This is Violent Pacification by DRI here on Radio Zero.
Thank you.
Wasps with Teenage Treats off the Teenage Treats 7-inch, and this is The Misfits with Some Kind of Hate.
Thank you.
That was the bureaucrats with Feel the Pain. Not anything to do with the Dinosaur Jr. song, Feel the Pain. This is off their, I believe, 1987 inch called Feel the Pain. Before that was Misfits with Some Kind of Hate. Before that, we played Teenage Treats by the Wasps. That was off of the Teenage Treats 7 inch. Black Flag was Six Pack before that from Wasted Again. And I believe the beginning of that set was Violent Pacification by the Dirty Rotten Imbeciles. And I think that's supposed to be, word has it, according to some metal drummers that I talked to in the 90s. the fastest song ever. I don't think it is. According to the internet, there's a Moby song that's the fastest song ever. I don't think that's true either. Let's listen to the Dead Kennedys. All right, California Uber Alleys here on Radio Zero on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. If you want to get a hold of me, I'll be around for the next 10 minutes. We got some more Minor Threat coming up. And we'll see. 822-2487 is the number to call at the station here. That's 604-822-2487 if you want to get a hold of me here at the station. My name's Tyler. I do Radio Zero. I'll be here for the next 10 minutes. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is William Shatner. Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
Well, okay, I was off talking there while this PSA was on, and I didn't realize it was over. That ended faster than 48 seconds, I think. That could just be me. That what did I last play there? Band from the Roxy by Crass. And The Feeling of the 9000. I'm not sure if that's the right album name. Before that, we heard Rottweiler out of Sweden. Circa 1979, I'm Down, and we heard Dead Kennedys prior to that, California Uber Alleys. And let's finish this show off here. Narwhal is coming up next tonight. I'll be at Half Alive. I'm supposed to be in Texas, as I said earlier, doing some shows there and finding bands to bring to Vancouver and whatnot, and playing a few parties and being hungover and champing out at the pool at my hotel in 29 degree heat in short shorts. But all this came to a halt when I decided to jump off a wall really drunk in Victoria on Monday after playing a show at the Red Jacket with No Seriously, which was really fun. By the way, if you get a chance to go to Victoria, check out No Seriously on Monday. They got a good thing going there. Yeah, so I got really drunk at the hotel. Before we got to the hotel, and at around 4 in the morning or 4:30 or so, thought it'd be prudent to leap over this kind of wall thing or jump up onto it and then jump off it and go get cigarettes. It wasn't. It didn't make any sense. I got really hurt. And I didn't go to Texas, which I'm really angry about. No South by Southwest party for me. I will be in town tonight playing at Richard's Half Alive party, and also Sincerely Hana and Danny will be there playing. They used to do the makeout up to, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks ago. They stopped doing it at the Royal Unicorn on Wednesdays just because of the city rezoning the location and making them have to scale back their license to be a 1 o'clock venue. And everybody's getting treated like idiots, and we all have to go in reverse now. I mean, 2 years ago, it was 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock everywhere. And now the city's rezoning all these bars and scaling back their licenses to 1 o'clock and midnight, which is really bad. Anyhow, Dandy Wind, we had her last week at Richards, Petroleum Byproducts and Vandalism the week before. This week it's just myself, one third of Half Alive guys, and the Makeout Girls, Sincerely Hana and Danny. Next week, Krames is coming back. He was here last on his birthday when he was the number one guy on the internet, according to Hype Machine, he was really happy about it. He's like, man, can't believe you guys got me to be the number one guy on the internet. So he'll be coming back next Friday. We got Sing Sing the Friday after that. Lots of stuff coming up. We have, I can't even remember. Anyhow, this show is pretty much over. Let's end it with the salad days. You remember those days, guys? Growing up in the suburbs, being mad at the BC Ferry Corporation. go get the latest podcast at radiozero.ca, podcast from my show. This show will also be podcasted on the CITR website, citr.ca, and a little explanation. The Radio Zero podcasts are monthly sort of boiled down mixtapes with no talking, just 45 minutes of tunes, usually edited and mixed, you know how DJs do. And since that's what I do that about once a month with Mike Barrow. And then the weekly program, like you hear this, with the talking and the commercials and the information and the stuttering and the screwing up of queuing, that is available at CITR.ca. If you go to the podcasting section and find the Radio Zero podcasts, the weekly talking thing is available. So if you want the monthly party mix, go to RadioZero.ca. If you want the weekly good times talk show stuff, go to CITR.ca. Okay, let's get on with things. This is Minor Threat with Salad Days. Nardwar is coming up next. If you want to call me for some reason, 822-2487. It's 822-CITR.